Every time we look at Aston Villa, they're just signing a new extension or a new contract with Unai Emery.
I know. They just like to do this.
I genuinely thought that this was old news. The more times he does it, the better, John.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Now, Maeve De Burke and Scarlett Heron are with us to look back. We heard there from Eileen Gleeson talking about just put the ball in the net. Sometimes it's a very simple game, Maeve. And when you don't do that, you get beaten 3-0.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. And I suppose, yeah, it's an easy way of putting it anyway. But they definitely had, I think, the best probably 45 minutes anyway. The first half was probably the best we've seen in a few games from them. But then you get the worst result. So it's kind of, I like to keep saying, a balancing act really between trying to go for it a bit more and make ourselves more expansive, yet then you're susceptible to the counter-attack as well. So.
Because in fairness, right, there was a significant portion of people who were saying there's no change in style here, like particularly the low block that we played in the England and the France games. This is basically Vieira without, it looked like, any of the results. And so this game, there was actually a change. We went to two up front and they did try something different, but they've got punished. So is this just the hard yards where you get better from this, or are we in a bit of an identity crisis at the moment? What's the reality of the situation?
Well, I suppose you need to keep it in context in that we're playing three of the best six in the world. So it was always going to be an uphill task to try to get anything from any of the six games, really. And like that, I think it's a bit of kind of trial and error, really. Try different things, see what works, see what doesn't work. And the two up top definitely put pressure on Sweden. And they even said after the game, that they weren't expecting that high pressure. And they struggled a little bit at the start, Sweden, to kind of get out. And like that, Ireland did create the better of the chances, especially in the opening half. But obviously, like that, couldn't put them away.
Scarlett, is this how we're going to play from now on, do you think?
You kind of hope so, looking at it on paper. I know that the sort of scoreline is a bit harsh to look at on the eye, but I think when you look at the sort of performances against England and France, you're sort of backs against the wall for 90 minutes of the game. You're kind of just hoping to hold on to any sort of 0-0 lead you can and then just try and nick a goal at the end. But I think if you keep playing in the attacking football, like, it shows that we can go forward and we can sort of create chances, and we have the players to play a more attacking style of football. Like, we got a lot of joy out wide, I thought, and I thought Jesu was brilliant on the wing, just getting balls into the box. And obviously the three chances we had with Amber and Lily Ag, like, one of those goals goes in and it's a completely different game. We're on the front foot for the first half an hour. I thought it was really positive, and you'd kind of hope that they can see that as well, and I'm sure they do. And obviously to go against them now again tonight is difficult. To go home and away in the space of a few days is always a bit difficult, especially considering the result. But I think the attacking style of play is one that can help us, like, try get a few goals and hopefully get the first goal of the campaign now tonight.
What's the most important thing here in terms of keeping the confidence of the players in the change? How will they view the 3-0 defeat? Are they pissed off about the fact that it ends so badly, or do they see that first half an hour and think, okay, there's enough there for us to stick with?
Yeah, I think the coaching staff's kind of, I suppose, part of their job and the backroom team. And, you know, nowadays they've so many different staff in there. There's numerous, performance coaches, mental coaches, every type of coach in there that they will be looking to take the positives from it, definitely. But there's no doubt that they were really vulnerable on the counter-attack. Like, the third goal came from our attack in free kick, and Canary just, like, ran past half our team because of just the quality. There wasn't a whole lot else. We were just discussing off air. There wasn't a whole lot we could have done to kind of prevent that at the same time, because it was just pure pace. And
that's where you take a booking and somebody goes, that was great booking.
Yeah, exactly, that's it. And in fairness, on the flip side, I think Sweden got booked five times and they hadn't been booked in the previous few games. So from that side, I think we did kind of put it up to them physically and that type of thing. We weren't shying out of any tackles or that, although I think Lily Ag in the first 2 minutes went in very, very hard on one of the Swedes and should have been booked, but anyway, got away with it. And I think that probably set the tone then for the game as well.
Okay, so we're seeing the birth of a new identity for this team, and they need to have the confidence to stick with it, even though the results might be pretty bad for a while.
That's one way of putting it. But then at the same time, I wouldn't actually be surprised if she reverted back either tonight, you know, and go back and even potentially play one up top again. It's hard to know really what they're kind of thinking inside. It could go either way, but definitely Amber Barr adding another dimension. Like Ciara Crews has been doing all she can up there, but it's a tough task when you're on your own just holding it up and trying to get players into play, whereas Amber was one running in behind and really gave the Swedish backline something to think about, and it meant that then relieved the pressure, because obviously when you're defending for long periods, it's just so hard to get up the pitch then. And I think, yeah, like Scarlett said, like Jessie on the right wing was really, really creative. You know, Katie on the left, I suppose, was shown, definitely shown signs of fatigue, but we still know what quality she can bring as well in that role. So there's, yeah, I'd like to see it, like, you know, staying with that formation and just trying to then just be more solid defensively, I think.
Did we think it was just fatigue with McCabe, or is there a situation where this new system doesn't necessarily exploit the best of her talents?
It's just hard to know, because Zouk seems to be coming back on her side, whereas McCabe didn't seem to be kind of making the same, you know, recovery runs back. Whether that was a tactic or whether it was down to fatigue, I'm not sure. But definitely Sweden really exploited the space kind of just outside our left side at centre-back, which is Anna Patton, you know, the last night, and she got taken off as a result, I think, because we did change to a back four then. But definitely Sweden knew that space was there, and they really did exploit it. Like two, if not three of the goals came from that kind of area of the pitch. And no, I think that that style of play does suit Katie usually. Like, she's played wing back and she's played there for Arsenal as well, but I'm just not sure. Just last night, or the last night, just didn't seem to be working out on the left side.
How do the players respond in terms of the confidence levels having been beaten like that? It's great to say take the positives, but at the same time, they're the ones on the field who are conceding and getting run past.
Yeah, it's tough. Like, it's a hammer at the end of the day. Like, you can't really put too many bells and whistles on it. Like, it's a 3-0 beating at home and in front of a big crowd as well. Like, it's not nice to take, but I think they just need to sort of trust what the team are trying to do. Like, they're trying to play a more positive style, and I think for so long we've been kind of like backs against the wall trying to defend. Like, even in the World Cup and under Vieira, it was sort of like a big defensive display at all times. So I think it should be refreshing for them nearly to be trying this new attacking style and to like be encouraged to go forward and to be positive with the ball instead of just trying to launch it up to Ciara to hold up to hopefully knock something on and get it behind. But I think, even as Maeve said, like, the different dynamic between Amber and Ciara is really refreshing. Sort of, I thought the tour, like, a bit, they sort of picked apart the Swedish defence at times, the sort of Amber pulling them obviously forward, and then Ciara dropping in if there was space there and if there wasn't, to go over to Amber. Like, I thought it was really different, and it was good to see. Like, so yeah, I think it is probably difficult for them to take any sort of confidence from the game, but I think, like, Eileen was very encouraging. You could see her on the sideline throughout the game. I didn't think they really lacked like ambition at any stage. I think the confidence will stay within the group, because I think they're well able for it, and I think they know that themselves. So even though it's a tough task, like, I think they'll hopefully go at it again tonight, and hopefully if they get a few goals or even one goal, get a bit of confidence from that. Like,
what if they do go back and revert to the low block for tonight? What does that say to the team? Are they better off just sticking with what they've done now and saying, or is it actually, that's how we're going to play at home, this is how we're going to play away, you know, away from home, we expect not to have possession. As a player, what do you want them to do?
Yeah, well, even Kathleen was saying earlier about the pitch this evening, and with the concert that was on a few weeks ago and stuff, so it's obviously not in great condition, which could play in our favour. Obviously, Sweden play a very progressive style of football, so hopefully it would break up play a bit. So I suppose it would probably be the smart decision maybe to revert back, but at the same time, does that, again, as you said, show that we're not that confident in ourselves to go forward? So it's kind of,
yeah, like, the group is over. Not that we were really in the group with three of the top six teams in the world, but the group is over. Everything now is about the playoffs. And
yeah, the issue here is that goal difference could come into it too, and also right, the other teams might need to hammer us to get through automatically, right, as well. So that's kind of, we don't know exactly, because I think it's quite kind of convoluted in terms of how like every playoff situation is, but yeah, it could come down to it. Like, if you're you may end up getting a better seeding if the goal difference, you know, comes into it as well. So it's hard to know.
The most horrific game of all time, 10 behind the ball and get a nil all draw, it could actually be incredibly important for us in terms of being at one of the top seeds.
Yeah, it could. We don't know, obviously, at the moment, because we don't know how all the groups are going to pan out. But yeah, I mean, a nil-all draw would be huge, and it could definitely lead us to, you know, to a better seeding for the playoffs, and then ultimately, you know, help us qualifying, which is the end goal.
Yeah, okay. So there's a lot of different things to juggle. Just in terms of the psychology of deciding to go back to a low block, having come off and told everybody it was great, that's a difficult thing to manage for the group, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I mean, we won't really know until an hour before kickoff and we see how many forwards are named, really. You know, it's going to be ultimately, you know, how we'll know. But it is, yeah, it's hard to know. I mean, yeah, in a way you would want them to stay with the two up top and try to kind of improve on it and, you know, just maybe not take as many risks. Like at times, you know, we were gambling forward with our wing backs, and, you know, there can be certain ways of still playing that style, but just tweaking it a bit to make sure that we're not as vulnerable, particularly on the counter attack when Sweden are just, you know, so gifted, really.
Yeah.
How big a loss was Denise O'Sullivan? Like, it seems like a stupid question given how brilliant she is, but I do wonder in some of the games that we've seen her play in this at this level so far that Ireland being the underdogs doesn't necessarily suit her set of talents.
Yeah, I think especially considering we're playing the more attacking style, like we're missing that creative outlet at a lot of times. Like, I thought the midfield, like, I thought they were good, but probably lacked that bit of creative outlet as well. Like Denise
and Roosh, Little John as well.
Yeah, and Roosh as well to break up play. And I thought Sweden were very physical, so I think we really lacked that bit of bite from Roosh as well. And with Denise, as you said, like, she's one of those players that can make something out of nothing, can make a chance out of very little, and can sort of carry the team forward and can lead by example as well. So I think her presence was really missed, and just she's just a big, big miss, and it's a real shame that she won't be playing this evening. But I think Roosha could be coming back this evening, and whether she'll start or not is a different question, but I think hopefully we'll see her at some stage as well.
Peter Gerhardsen was saying that Katie McCabe might not play the full 90. If she starts, maybe she doesn't play 90 minutes. Is that good? Yeah. If she doesn't start, comes in the last 30 minutes, maybe that's not good. You never know, but you have to take care of it. So he's even suggesting there's a world where she doesn't start.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, to be honest. Even, you know, she was visibly fatigued the last night, particularly in the last 15 minutes, and there was no way Eileen was going to take her off. So I can't imagine that she won't play 90 tonight again. You know, it's tough because they've gone straight from the World Cup into the WSL and now continuing with these summer internationals, and obviously the trip to Australia in between as well. So it's a tough, long season, and it's one that I suppose just now in the women's game it's developing, and there's more and more games, but it's just not something I think the players are used to yet. And I suppose it's just something that's going to keep happening season after season, maybe.
Is there one which is the right thing for Ireland not to, if she is exhausted, not to start her and bring her on for the last half an hour?
So really, you have to think of the player. Yeah, like player welfare is you know, that's the thing.
Are we being like, what the hell are you talking about? She's our best player by a mile. Get her in there.
That's the thing. It's hard to know. I mean, Australia played a friendly recently against China, and they were losing 1-0, and their coach brought on, you know, the big guns as such. And Caitlin Ford got injured, a hamstring injury after 15 minutes. And obviously an Arsenal player as well, who would have had the same schedule as Katie, having played in the World Cup. And the coach said afterwards that he needs to look at himself, you know, whether it was the right decision to play her or not. But I mean, at the end of the day, they would have medical staff and all that as well. And I think that's kind of how they'll go off their stats and everything that they're tracking these days.
Can't imagine she's volunteering to be a sub either.
No, I wouldn't imagine Katie would be. I mean, you know, would any player really, at the end of the day, they want to play. And yeah, I can't see anyone not kind of putting themselves up for selection, even if it is fatigue.
Okay, so what's our predictions?
Oh, going to go for, we'll have to be optimistic, we'll go for a 1-0 scrappy win away from home.
Yeah, I'm always optimistic, but I've been proven wrong a lot of times. So I think, yeah, we'll go hopefully for a draw, but maybe a narrow loss, unfortunately. But yeah, we'll hope for a draw.
And if do we have the players to develop this style further? Like, do we have more if there are injuries? Like, if Amber Barrett is injured at any stage?
I think Leanne Kiernan is a fitting replacement. Anyway, she came on the right wing the last night and really kind of injected a lot of pace there. And she's played up front for Liverpool throughout the season, so I think she'd be a really good replacement there.
The fact that she'd done media last week, I kind of thought that maybe she would get the start. But obviously, just getting game time is enough.
Yeah.
All right. Maven Scarlett, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Off the Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's Sports Breakfast Show.